Welcome back all to Da Nang, right in the center of Vietnam. Thank you as ever, everyone, for continuing to get in touch, sharing your thoughts and opinions. So useful and interesting reading through all of your thoughts. So thank you, everyone, for getting involved. Best place to share your thoughts and opinions, comment section below. And if you have a longer story, maybe with some pictures, please do email hi@choosedebdobs.com. There's something that always interests me, and I want to focus a decent chunk of today's episode on. The insurance industry in general, what really happens behind the scene? I've had such interesting insight and feedback from all of you. So just take a listen to this, a little bit of food for thought. I'll start with Lewis here. Freddie, Motor Mine, that's the company that sells written off motorcycles on eBay. Motor Mine is a trading name of Fourth Dimension. They handle insurance inspections and repairs on behalf of the insurance companies and underwriters. This is really interesting. They determine the value of the bike and if they are to be repaired or written off or auctioned. I've recently been to their facility. This is really interesting. So Motor Mine's facility where they have all of these motorbikes going through the insurance processes. Been to their facility where my Triumph Speed Triple 1050, I used to have this bike, I love it, was stolen and recovered to their warehouse. And that's exactly what it is. A huge warehouse, two floors of bikes, and at least six workstations fixing bikes, one in, one out. I'm talking thousands of bikes here. I have never seen anything like it before. I was in awe being surrounded by so many bikes, though I did have this deep, lingering feeling of dread that all of these bikes were either stolen or crashed. So much misfortune behind each bike, the stories they could tell. And that's from Lewis. It shows the scale of the operation dealing with and processing all of these bikes that get written off. Carrying on with this theme from Moog 247, again, with insurance, and it kind of goes hand in hand, why are there so many bikes getting written off, and cars as well? Moog says, hire vehicles are a complete scam. This is when you have a vehicle that's crashed and then insurance companies give you a hire car for X amount of time. Hire companies or hire vehicles, complete scam. I was once rear-ended in my Volvo XC70, that's the 4x4, and it took over 2 weeks to track down a new bumper. The hire company sent a three-year-old Mercedes E-Class estate, and they charged over £16,000 for that total hire period of around about a month. Needless to say, the other party's insurers kicked off, and it took forever to settle. This right here is the problem. I mean, it is utter lunacy that things have been put into place where this could happen. Imagine £16,000 for, let's say, 3 to 4 weeks of having a three-year-old Mercedes hire car, when you can get hire cars for £8 a day. And we wonder why insurance premiums are going through the roof. It's just utter lunacy that these situations can even be allowed to happen. It makes no sense at all. You may as well just go out and buy a brand new car. Carrying on. So, the next point on buying written-off motorbikes. This is a really, really interesting point that I hadn't properly clocked onto, but a lot of you did. Why do written-off motorcycles on these eBay auction sites, why do they sell for so much money when the parts are expensive? So let's say, for example, here is the Moto Guzzi, perfect example here, that I was looking at on eBay. This is a written-off Moto Guzzi V7 from 2016. The selling price at auction was £2,900. This is for a written-off motorbike that needs work doing to get it back to in as close to as new condition as possible. You'd have to probably go around re-registering it, getting it an MOT, and you don't really know deep down what's actually wrong with it. So it's a shot in the dark here. Yet it sold for nearly £3,000. But you can get an almost identical bike, pretty much the same age, in superb condition, never been written off, even the same colour, for under £4,000, £3,995. So for just £1,000 more, you can get a perfect example, with no stress, no unknown, no worry. Doesn't make sense, does it? Especially considering the high prices of trying to buy used parts for motorbikes. They are high. Then a lot of insight came in. I've just picked two here. Take a listen to this, as I'm certain is the reason why. SCHDF says this: Freddie, apart from auction fever making these written-off bikes more expensive than they should be, maybe it's secondhand spares companies that are bidding on them. Because seeing what prices they change for spares, they must quadruple what they make on buying these bikes. I think this is it. I think this is exactly the point, and so many of you have said this. It's not individuals buying these motorbikes. It's second-hand parts companies grabbing all of these written-off bikes. Then that makes perfect sense. So what have I learned here with all of this information? First off, everyone wins, apart from us owners, if a motorbike's written off. Motormine win because they have the bikes that they can sell on eBay, often for not far off proper retail price. Manufacturers win because they can sell you a brand new motorbike, and insurers win because they save time and hassles and repair bills with likes of courtesy cars, etc., because they quickly just write the bike off. Easy as that. So it makes, in a lot of situations, almost no sense to go around all the hassle of thinking how much is it going to cost to fix this bike, getting quotations from different companies, in the meantime giving out hire vehicles for people to keep them on the road, when just write it off. It's just much simpler. And I'll give you a little bit of insight here. Let's say if we did buy, if we're a secondhand motorcycle parts company, and we bought this almost retail price written off Motor Guzzi V7 for £2,916. Just with buying 5. I've picked five parts from it. Just selling, five parts off this bike. Look at how much you can make. £200 for the tank, over £200 for the exhaust. This is from a later model, but I couldn't find any at all for the earlier model. Nearly £400 for the headlight. £232 for the shocks, again, slightly later model, but I couldn't find any for this one. And the engine itself, £650. So just five parts of the bike here, you're making £650. It's about £1,900. It's half the price of that bike already made just from selling five items on the motorcycle. So you can see it makes far more sense just buying these vehicles and selling for parts. The vehicles, the motorbikes, are far more valuable in parts than they are as entire units. That is really interesting. Thank you all for that insight. Next up, just to wrap up this insurance thing and to clear up a few queries quite a lot of you have had here. Is it hard insuring written off motorcycles? Is it going to be a minefield and just an insane amount of hassle and stress trying to go through all of this paperwork and hassle with increased premiums? So many of you commented on this. I'll just read out a few of them. Biker Dale said, I have a Motor Guzzi V7, which is written off category N. The insurance was no problem. However, when I'd lost my mind for a week and decided to sell it, no one would touch it with a Cat N, i.e. knowing it's been written off in the description. Even though it's by far the cheapest on eBay, no one wanted to know. Thankfully, I regained my marbles and I kept the bike and I will never sell it now. SCHDF says this: insurance companies just want to know what the bike is worth, and obviously if it's been written off, it is worth considerably less. I didn't have a problem insuring mine and it wasn't any more expensive. Yorkshire Steve says this: cheap purchase, but wait until you try and sell a written-off motorbike. I've never had a problem insuring a write-off car or bike. One more from Matthew. I've had two motorcycles, both category N, a Motor Guzzi V7 and a 250cc Mutt. I had no problem insuring them, and the insurers gave a value for the bike based on being a category N. Great. And I have exactly the same issues with my written-off Bonneville. Never had a problem insuring it at all. But because it's been written off, just, you have to accept the fact, if you crash and you want to claim on your damaged bike, you're probably going to get half the value of a non-written off one. And that's pretty much it. As long as you can stomach that, then there's no issue at all. See, that leads even more onto the fact that there is no way these bikes on eBay should be selling for close to retail if insurers will only give you half of the value because it's written off. The only way it makes sense, the value these bikes go for on the likes of eBay as written off bikes, is if parts companies are grabbing them. Let's move on. The forgotten Italian. Two Italian bikes here I've got for you. First one, one that very, very few people are really going to know about. This came in from David a couple of weeks ago, and I've only just got round to chatting about this bike. So here goes. Freddie, I noticed when you're looking at bikes for sale, you always go straight to the Facebook Marketplace. It's one of the worst platforms out there, loaded with time wasters, scammers, and people who obviously don't even read the advert properly before asking silly questions. I have a very nice low miles red Kajiva wrapped to 650 on there, and I never even get a silly question. It's a complete waste of time advertising on Facebook. David. David, this is a shame. I saw your bike last week on Facebook and I went to try and find it again today and it's been taken off. I don't know why, but your lovely looking Kajiva has been on Facebook Marketplace with no luck at all. But this is often the problem with bikes like this. And this is the bike I want to focus on. Kajiva Raptor 650. Beautiful looking Italian made bike. But the problem with it is, relatively speaking, and I'm generalizing of course, no one even knows Kajiva Raptors exist. No one knows what they are. No one's going to type into Facebook Marketplace Kajiva Raptor 650. They're just not kind of bikes on anyone's radar at all. And that makes this kind of bike often incredibly difficult to sell. But let's take a look at it because I think this is quite a compelling offer here. David, thank you for this inspiration. Kajiva Raptor 650, made from 2001 to 2007. 650cc engine from, this is good, Suzuki SV650. 70 horsepower, 180 kilos dry weight, looking about 200 kilos fully fueled. This was, in its day, aimed as the Ducati Monster rival. Street bike with Italian styling that has the incredibly well-proven, bulletproof, do-it-all from commuters to B-road blaster Suzuki SV650 engine. As highly regarded an engine for robustness and reliability, probably that there has ever been, and ease and cheapness of maintaining as well. Also from that, it's a V-twin, so you get all of the character too. Very good engine by all accounts. Good handling on this Kajiva, but unpleasant on long journeys from what I've read. So, if you're considering one of these bikes that you may well never have heard of before, is there an element of bravery here? Because Kajiva, they stopped making motorbikes, I think, about 10 years ago. So, if you go and buy a Kajiva Raptor 650 and you have any issues at all, for one, Italian brands are not the first word in customer support. But then you have the issue of an in essence defunct Italian brand with no support at all, probably almost no parts available in any element for this bike. Is this now a proposition that you would have to be slightly loopy to even consider buying a bike like this? Or, with all that said, if it's a significant enough bargain, you get a bit of Italian exotica for a tantalizing price. What can we find on... I should have thought of somewhere else to find this, so apologies for this, David. What can we find on Facebook Marketplace? Actually, Facebook is often the only place you can find bikes like these because dealerships, they're just not going to sell this kind of bike anymore. It's too niche, it's too rare, it's probably not valuable enough. You're going to have to buy it off an individual. So, I found one. I mean, this is incredible. 2001 Kajiva Raptor 650. It looks very like a Ducati Monster. This is crazy. £1,550. For this made in Italy, great looking motorcycle with that trellis frame. Very good looking bike, 15,000 miles on the clock. New Michelin tires, all original apart from cap or tank cap. All fluids changed, heated grips, not mint, but a good honest bike with tiny, tiny mileage of 15,000. And it's £1,500. for an Italian-made motorbike with the underscored Japanese reliability with that SV650 engine. So what we've established here, lovely looking bike for really rock bottom prices here. But what are you going to do if it breaks down? This is where you have to get resourceful. And I have been resourceful for you to hopefully give some inspiration here that maybe this could be a bike you could consider. Take a listen to this. Initially, it looks scary, but this is the engine and drivetrain from a Suzuki SV650. So for one, things probably will never go wrong with these parts because they're so robust. But if they do, just look for Suzuki SV650 engine and drivetrain and you'll be fine with that. Electricals. Most of the electricals on the Kajiva SV650. How about, for example, if you need a front brake master cylinder? Well, it's well known for Kajiva Raptor 650 owners to simply replace these with easy-fitting KTM and BMW options. And I'll do one more. What if you need new brakes and suspension? Well, most of those swap exactly for Ducati monsters of the day. Maybe not quite so scary as you think, and that is a really niche bike that you're never going to see. It's a very special thing for £1,500. I think that's an interesting buy. Continuing now with the Italian theme, proper Italian exotica here, a thoroughbred bike of the week. This comes in from Charles up in Scotland. This is a good story. Take a seat, grab a tea or a coffee and have a listen to this. Freddie, it's a cliche, but when it comes to competitions, you have to be in it to win it, as the slogan always says. A few weeks ago, this has just happened, I did exactly that. Before I say which motorbike I won, I thought I'd give a little bit of context. I was in the final stages of getting ready to work away for the best part of a year, and I was looking at motorbikes as I often do. I came across a Ducati 916, which was going for a fairly reasonable price and low mileage. They were around, remember this price, £5,000 to £6,000. I then went away for the best part of a year, came back looking to purchase one of those 916s to find that they had gone up astronomically to £14,000 to £17,000. Although I love them, I didn't want to spend that much on one, especially seeing as these weren't even the higher spec SPS ones. So I went for something a little bit younger and also beautiful, pictured here, in the form of a very well looked after 2002 Aprilia RSV 1000R. I knew that with this, that I would be getting a great looking older bike with Ducati performance, but Honda reliability. It was also the first V-twin I've ever owned, and it was an incredible experience owning it, or it has been an incredible experience owning it so far. I also follow a well-known channel called 44 Teeth, love that channel. You may very well know of it. They did a budget bike battle, transforming their sports bikes into adventure bikes to take them to Morocco. Once this trip was done in conjunction with the competition site Apex 66, they put these three bikes, Suzuki GSXR, Yamaha R1 and Aprilia RSV 1000, up to be won in a competition hosted on Apex 66's website. I bought a ticket for each one and I didn't win. Classic, I thought. What's the point? I never win anything. As the year continued to progress, I'd get the odd message from Apex 66 saying, this bike is up to be won, this bike, that bike. The odds are good on this, why not give it a go? And I may have placed a bet here or there, but again, nothing. Until a few weeks ago, a message from them popped up with a chance to win a beautiful Ducati 916 buy or be posto. Seeing as deep down I still really wanted one, I bought £20 worth of tickets, which I think equated to 4 or 5 tickets, just 2 hours before the competition closed. The competition closed at 9 p.m. and whilst watching something on TV, 10 minutes, imagine this feeling, at 10 minutes past 9, my mobile phone rang. As it was late, I didn't recognize the number and I very nearly ignored it. I'm so glad I didn't, as it was Apex 66 ringing to tell me I had won the Ducati 916 Biposto. I couldn't believe it. A 1997 12,000 mile Ducati 916 will soon be mine. As I live in the very north of Scotland, it isn't a straightforward delivery, but it finally arrived last week, just last week. I cannot wait to get it ready for being photographed in all of the lovely places around the North Coast 500. Charles, I cannot imagine the feeling of winning a dream machine like that. That is an unbelievable thing, unbelievable. And let's take a look at it. This is as worthy a bike of the week as you're ever going to get. One of Ducati's most legendary bikes, possibly one of the most legendary bikes ever in existence, full stop. Made from 1994 to 1998, 916cc, 114 horsepower, V-twin engine, 195 kilo dry weight. The 916, this is why it's a legend. I mean, there are so many reasons, but take a listen to this little list. It won four World Superbike Championships. Carl Fogarty, I'm sure, won all of them. 94, 95, 98, 99. Underseat exhaust. Single-sided swing arm for ultra-fast tyre changes. 50-50 weight distribution. MCN named it the most beautiful motorcycle of the last 50 years. Referred to as a functional work of art and also a Ferrari on two wheels. Massimo Tamburini created this 916 with a focus on style, sophistication and performance. And at the time, it was actually down on power compared to its rivals, but it was lighter and the handling was so exquisite, it wiped the floor with the competition. No rider modes, no traction control, nothing at all. This is a proper, one of the last analog superbikes. Haggerty.com says this, the V-twin motor allowed the rear, this is very interesting, V-twin motor allowed the rear tire to grip where it's screaming four-cylinder rivals, the likes of the Japanese bikes, could spin the power away. The 916 was also light compared to the competition, and its handling put it in a different league. A couple more bits here, because I've loved researching this. Designer Massimo Tamburini didn't use a wind tunnel for testing. Instead, he rode the prototype 916s in the rain between Rimini and San Marino in Italy, using water droplets to analyze the aerodynamics. And finally here, no computer-aided design, no CAD used at all in the design of this bike. The entire bike was designed using traditional pencils and slide rules. No modern computer software to design this bike. And of course it's made in Italy. Where do I sign up to get a loan for one of these? Because that's all I need to hear. I hadn't realized the prices had gone up to this point because I remember when these prices were really not that much at all. Two things that are quite alarming slash eye-opening here. The prices now, minimum price, absolute minimum on Auto Trader right now, £10,000, but they'll go all the way up to limited editions. I think I saw some north of £30,000. They're also incredibly rare. There are only about 9 of these available on Auto Trader right now, and that may mean either they are genuinely incredibly rare, or also people are just hanging on to them. People know a good thing when they've got it and they don't want to let them go. Let's take a look at what you can get. Auto Trader. Cheapest one, £10,000 for one with 6,000 miles. I mean, just take a look at it. That you get two options, Biposto, which is the two-seater, and Monoposto, which is the two-seater variant, just if you see those two words. Bipostos are the slightly cheaper ones because they're not quite as hardcore sports bikes, but all of them are extremely desirable. And then we go to the more premium end of the spectrum here, or the mid-range, I should say. Look at these, 15,000, 18,500 pounds. Then you get to the special editions, the likes of the Senna, and then prices are just through the roof. But you can see how high prices are starting to climb here. I wanted to see if I could give you some good news. With these being, look, I don't believe anything is a really great investment with regards to appreciating classics in the motorbike world. It's such a hard thing to do. But if there is such a thing as that, then very possibly the Ducati 916 is a good investment, if that's even possible. I found one. £6,750 on Facebook Marketplace. Here's the thing, a lot of the time, if you want a real bargain, there may be some risk involved, but if you want a real bargain, often directly from the seller, from the owner, I should say, you have to look at Facebook Marketplace. And this is the perfect example of that. This is about £3,000 to £4,000 cheaper than the next cheapest one I found on Auto Trader. The reason being, the owner has spray painted it. A lot of people, they just don't like modifications on these kinds of machines. They have to be out of the factory standard. That's by far the most appealing thing. And this has had front to back, top to bottom, complete respray. Firstly, it looks good. But secondly, it means that because it's slightly less desirable because of this factor, you're getting a huge discount on this bike. Just take a listen here. I'll wrap this episode up with this description because, again, this is quite tempting and it looks excellent. This is a Ducati 916 Biposto, the two-seater, not a monoposto. It's been owned by the current owner for over 25 years. I hadn't even read that bit. 25 years, current owner. He's Italian and a professional paint sprayer. So the bike was given a special one-off paint livery of the Italian flag when Italy won the World Cup. I mean, that would be back in 2006. I remember St. Albans, where I used to live. Huge Italian population. I remember the Italians went absolutely mad when they won the World Cup. You'd see old Fiat Pandas and Fiat Tipos immediately get spray painted, the entire car in the Italian colours, the Italian flag, and just whizzing around town tooting. They went absolutely loopy. So this would be from that era. The bike saw use when originally bought, but it's just been in his private collection ever since. It had the belts done by a private Ducati specialist last year and has more recently had work done at a Ducati dealer on the charging system. Comes with a full MOT, that's the annual check. Own a unique example of this desirable classic. The 916 is one of the prettiest bikes ever made. Price lowered, £6,750. It's tempting, isn't it? Look, you may not like the colours, I quite like them, but you've got a very good condition Ducati 916 there. Everything there is solid, and if you really wanted to spray paint it back, yes, you could do it, but the point is, it's all there and it's all solid. There's no damage there, and you get a huge, huge saving. Maybe the last chance to get one of these 916s at a number that starts with a 6, and I'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching. Really hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I'll see you in the next one.